City Sport on Community Radio Kilkenny City is sponsored by Michael Ling Motors, main Ford dealer.
Okay, and we'll be heading up to that game in Camaros in a few minutes. But before that, we have our Camogie Volunteer of the Year, Niamh Delaney. How are you, Niamh?
I'm good, Pat. And you?
Niamh, were you surprised to get that award?
Yeah, it was a lovely surprise and lovely to be recognised. But I am only one person in the club of about 40-odd volunteers, so it takes an army to help the club run smoothly.
You play in goal and you do a whole lot of other things. How many things are you involved in the club?
About 3 years ago I started helping Conor Brennan train the under sixes and eights, and then maybe 2 years ago I got involved with the PRO, and then just playing senior myself. It's easy getting to all these jobs when your father's the chairman.
That's true. Very true. And of course your family very much involved. Your father, Pat, was chairman of the GA club as well, and and of course your brothers and everything playing.
We do, yeah. It's a very family orientated.
Yeah. How do you find time for it all?
I suppose in the last 2 years it was easy finding the time when I was doing nothing else. But I suppose this year now I have to concentrate on senior more than ever. It was a baptism of fire last year heading into it.
Yeah, it takes a little while to adopt, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I suppose with the year that was in it last year and the way the fixtures worked out, it didn't really suit us last year. So hopefully we'll give it a better go this year.
Yeah, and you play in goal, so you might notice it more.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
what do you work at, Niamh?
I'm an architectural technologist.
What does that mean?
I could build your house in the morning.
Oh, very good. You could design the house, could you?
Design the house, build it, and then you can move into it.
Okay, room to improve and all that stuff.
Exactly, yeah.
Are you working with a company?
Yeah, I work in Brian Dunlop Architects in town there. So
very good. Yeah. So, and how did you get involved in that? Were you always sort of that orientated towards, if you like, the drawings and the mats and all that?
Yeah, especially growing up, I loved art and loved all that sort of thing. And then my brother does construction management, so it's in the family a bit, so went that way then.
Yeah, it's in the genes.
In the genes, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. How do you find it then, we'll say, playing and coaching and PRO and all the rest?
It takes up a lot of time, it does. Hoping to step back from a few jobs this year to concentrate on the senior and stay training the younger girls. But we have two other women that will take over PR and secretary. There's a lot of volunteers willing to do jobs, so it was easy to find replacement.
Yeah. I suppose now with the split season this year, you'll have a chance to, the club will have a chance to get, a good run at preparing for the senior.
Exactly, yeah. It'll be hopefully a better setup now than last year. So looking forward to it.
Yeah, okay. And your goalkeeping, how did you get into the goalkeeping?
So the brother's a goalkeeper as well, so the uncle was a goalkeeper. It was kind of something that we always kind of did, so I just stuck with it.
It seems to be a family tradition, all these things.
Exactly, it does, yeah.
And Niamh, you'll be heading to Croke Park to get your award.
Hopefully all going well, yeah.
Yeah. So you're the Kilkenny Camogie Volunteer of the Year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Big surprise.
Well done, and listen, the best of luck in the new season.
Thanks a million, Pat.
All right. Thanks, Niamh.
Thanks, bye.